You're listening to SBS News.
During these uncertain times amid the COVID-19 pandemic, there are fewer cars on the roads, fewer planes in the air, and fewer cruises on the water. But there's more pollution being created as we see more used masks on our shores and more takeaway plastic being used. Ahead of the annual United Nations General Assembly meeting next week, Antonio Guterres is warning governments that climate change is occurring faster than predicted, and fossil fuel emissions have already bounced back from a pandemic dip.
What needs to happen is that we have to start acting during this decade already. So we cannot wait for several decades to act, otherwise we will lose the chance to reach to this Paris 1.5 to 2 degrees.
The head of the UN says the world has reached a tipping point over the need for climate action. He's recommending immediate and large-scale reductions in greenhouse gas emissions to avoid serious climate consequences. In a United in Science 2021 report, the World Meteorological Organization stated that reduction targets for emissions are not being met, and there is a rising likelihood the world will miss its Paris Agreement aim of reducing global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Professor Will Steffen, Earth System Scientist from the Climate Council, says Australia was never on track to meet its targets, but that's not the point.
The COVID pandemic actually gave us an opportunity to change our direction very fast because it did drop emissions last year by estimates of 6 to 7%. So if we would have taken this opportunity to say, as we come out, let's come out of COVID in a different direction in terms of our emissions, we could have been on a pathway that might keep us under 2 degrees.
Professor Steffen says we are bouncing back rather than forward.
We are seeing no appreciable effect of the COVID slowdown in terms of its impact on the climate system, because this is a long-term challenge. In fact, you can hardly see the impact of a 6% reduction in the CO2 concentration in the atmosphere. So look at it this way. Our emissions were still 94% of what they were the year before.
In November, the UK will host the 26th UN Climate Change Conference of the Parties in Glasgow. Ahead of the event, both the US and UK have called on Australia to step up when it comes to fighting the increase of emissions. But within the last week, the British government has come under fire for giving ground to Australia on climate change goals. A leaked email from a senior official in the British Cabinet Office, obtained by Sky News UK, allegedly shows the British agreed to drop certain references to commitments from the Paris Climate Change Agreement in a bid to appease Australia and get a free trade deal over the line.
The sad thing about Australia is we are still approving new coal mines, new gas fields and so on. So we are setting ourselves up to increase our emissions, not only flatline them, but increase them in the future.
Meanwhile, waste is only increasing, especially as masks have become a part of everyday life for many Australians amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Chair Pip Kiernan of Clean Up Australia says volunteers have told the organisation that they've been picking up copious amounts of masks.
The amount of masks that we're using, the single-use masks, it's an enormous quantity across the globe, not just Australia. Recent research came out that showed that it's 129 billion disposable face masks are thrown into landfill every month across the globe. So that's 3 million a minute. It's an enormous volume. And if you think about what these masks are made up of, you know, they're composite materials. So there's lots of different types of plastic. There's metal, there's rubber in the straps, and they can take up to 450 years to break down.
But it's not all doom and gloom. Professor Steffen says the level of change needs to be amplified, and while the most important way to slow down climate change is to stop expanding the fossil fuel industry, there is hope.
On a positive note, that at the subnational level here in Australia, there's been some very positive action taken by a number of states right across the political spectrum. So we have states like New South Wales, which are rapidly developing large renewable energy developments. South Australia is absolutely one of the leaders on rolling out renewable energy. So are we in the ACT. So there is action being taken at the state level.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.